There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. He is beauty for the blind man, riches for the poor.
Amen. If you'll bow with me, Father, we are so thankful to be here to celebrate what you did over 2,000 years ago to prove your love for us by sending your Son to be God, very God on earth, and man, very man. And I pray today as we leave, we'll understand more how good of an act that was of you to reveal yourself to us, to teach us your ways, to teach us of your love. Father, may we grow in our appreciation for you today. May we leave with bigger thoughts about you and who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, guys, we are very glad you're here. And today, just let me tell you, it's going to be a very different day. It's going to be very simple. I really, really, really am committed to what I believe up here, but it never moves. Well, actually, I believe it here and here, but it never moves to my feet and my hands. And that is that less is more. And so today is going to be different. We are going to simply read the biblical account of the Christmas story, of what happened, what the incarnation was. But the difference is going to be is we're going to read a bit of the story, and then when we come to a word like Bethlehem, we're going to stop and sing a song about O Little Town of Bethlehem. I think you'll be, at least I'll tell you this, I was amazed at how much truth and beauty are in the carols. And I think all the more as you're reading the story, and then read. So all I encourage you to do, you are the choir. I had my daughter Noelle say last night, Dad, I miss having a choir. I said, tomorrow's your day, because we are the choir. And if you could just view yourself as a choir singing praises to God for what he did in sending his Son. So as you sing the song, then if they're unfamiliar, just think on the word, just meditate on them, because they truly are incredible. And then we're going to basically read through the story. I will have very brief comments after a passage that Carl Hoff will read. I'll make a very brief comment or two, And then Rick will lead us in one song. Then we'll read another portion and just go through that. Altogether, there'll be seven songs as we work our way through the Christmas story. So I think you're going to be blessed by it. Again, it's kind of a weird day having Christmas on Sunday because you think Christmas is a family holiday. I think the Bible's pretty clear that we are family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. So we are gathered as a family to celebrate Christmas together. Maybe not exchanging all the gifts, but we're exchanging love and the joy of knowing what today is. So Carl and Rick, if you're coming up, Carl, you're going to be front and center. Carl right here. And guys, another thing we normally do, and I just is recommend recognize visitors and guests, but I'm not today because I met a lot of you out here, but I do have to just recognize a few because they're from Indonesia. Joel and Kylie, if you'll just stand up where they are. They are missionaries to Indonesia. And here's the fun part of their story. They totally surprised their family by coming home to Indonesia. They're here actually for some medical reasons. We're praying everything's going to go well, but they had to be back. But they didn't tell their parents. So Kylie and Joel showed up on mom and dad's porch, and their mom and dad are home from a homestay for a year from Japan, where they are missionaries. So they haven't crossed paths, and they just showed up on their door. I think they put the little child up in the window. I'm glad. I thought it could be too much for Tim's heart, but they did just totally shock him. And then to make the fun even better, on the right of them, Brenton and Debbie Driscoll, who are in missionaries in Bulgaria. They've been home for how long now? About 3 months, but this is their first time to be here in Chico. So they're getting to be with they don't get to be together often, but we are thrilled. Brenton and Debbie, go ahead and stand up. There they are. They're going back to Bulgaria. Poor Chad and Emily. Do you have any news on Emily's? Do you have no grandchild yet? Okay, so she was due, I think, on the 20th. So there's third son, and their daughter's expecting a child any day. Maybe they'll get a text in the middle of the service. If so, let us know. We'll celebrate with you, okay? Again, I know there's other guests, but I just want to recognize them because we're so, so blessed to have them here today. So I'm going to sit down here, and I think we're going to start with, again, the thing is the words will be on the screen when we get to a carol. But other than that, Carl will give you a little lead time to turn to where he's going to be reading in the Bible. But it's between Matthew and Luke the whole time. Just so you know, we did skip around, so you're going to be some in Matthew, some in Luke, just kind of putting together the story of Jesus' birth.
There we go. Okay. So we're going to start in Matthew. This is going to be from the first chapter, starting at the 18th verse. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Comment on, they will really be quotes from other people. A few are mine, but just so you know, I'm not going to tell you who, but it's people like John MacArthur, Francis Chan, but they're not all my original thoughts. But to keep it less is more, I am going to read them rather than comment on them. But here's what we want to realize. The incarnation is Jesus leaving the realms of glory to come walk the streets of this earth as God, very God, at the same time, man, very man. It proves that God is not hiding himself. He is not playing hide and seek with us. Rather, he is the God of revelation who made himself known to us through Jesus, and he who came after us when we had no interest in going after him. He did this to redeem us, regenerate us and our hearts, and to reveal himself to us.
So, choir, will you join me? Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransomed captive Israel. mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Next, from Matthew 1:24. When Jesus woke up, When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Moving on to Luke 2:1-5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
Little did the haughty Roman emperor imagine he was an instrument in the hand of the God of Israel. God is still in control of his creation now as he was then. We too are instruments in the Creator's hands.
Little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The starland stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and Jesus sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above the deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Moving on to Luke 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Those soft little hands, fashioned by the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb, were made so that nails might be driven through them. Those baby feet, pink and unable to walk, would one day walk up a dusty hill to be nailed to a cross. That sweet infant's head was formed so that someday men might force a crown of thorns onto it. That tender body, warm and soft, wrapped in swaddling clothes, would one day be ripped open by a spear. Jesus was born to die.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky all looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side till morning is nigh. Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee.
Luke 2, 8 through 11. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord showed round about them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
We see from the very beginning that Jesus was for all men, not just the privileged or wealthy.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth. Songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Luke 2:12-14. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased."
The herald angels sing, "Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumphs of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the hen-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Glory to the newborn King.
Luke 2:15-20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. This jubilee, why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See within a manger laid, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, with us sing our Savior's birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
All right, switching back to Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, The star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
The wise men had a striking example of faith. They believed in Christ when they had never seen him. They believed in him when the scribes and Pharisees were unbelieving. They believed in him when they saw a little infant on Mary's knee and worshipped him as king. This was the crowning point of their faith. They saw no miracles. They heard no teaching to convince them. They saw nothing but a newborn infant, helpless and weak, and needing a mother's care like any one of ourselves. And yet when they saw the infant, they believed they saw the divine Savior of the world. This is the kind of faith God delights in to honor today. And we're going to end our time with two songs, and these are, I think, are just appropriate responses to what we've read about the Incarnation. And so we're going to sing two in a row now, O Holy Night and O Come All Ye Faithful.
Let's stand.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friends. He knows our need, to our weakness no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King, before him bend. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, then ever, ever praise we. His power and glory evermore is forever claimed. His power and glory evermore proclaim. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore you. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. O sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. O Jesus, to thee be all glory again. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Let me pray. Father, we do adore you for what you've done for us. And Father, I thank you so much that you did indeed have Jesus leave the realms of glory to walk among us, that we might know what you're like. We saw in the flesh what you're like, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your word that also reveals truth to us. And Father, I pray that we would be people who, like the three kings, would indeed, Father, believe in you, that we would indeed know that Jesus came to prove your love for us, and we would cast our trust and our belief in him. May we be, Father, people like the angels who do indeed adore you. I pray for our day today, Father, let us be lights in the world that you've placed us in. Let us truly understand that we can love well because you first loved us perfectly. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. People, I do want you to know that some of you, I would love you, I think, even before I knew Jesus. But I know this, 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. And as I was singing and looking, I just so love you people. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this family with you. And I pray that you will love well today. You're going to see people you have maybe not seen in a while. Just love them well. Show them grace. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be yours today and all this week. Lord, we're going to see you back here next week if you dare. Pastor Matt will be here for a New Year's service, 10 o'clock. It might be different too, so you never know. I don't know if Pastor Matt can be up by an hour. We'll see, Pastor Matt, if you can do it. But guys, enjoy your day. Lord bless you, and thanks so much for coming to be with family, celebrating Christ's birth together.